Hello and welcome to the Carly Created Content Committee podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Adam Strom, the Digital Collections Librarian at the Newberry Library in Chicago.
And I'm Margaret Heller. I'm Digital Services Librarian at Loyola University Chicago.
This podcast is a product of the Carly Created Content Committee, and it's the second in a series of podcasts intended to highlight or showcase things of interest to those involved in digital projects in libraries, museums, archives, or related fields. Carly is the consortium of academic and research libraries in Illinois, and if you'd like to find out more about Carly, you can visit carly.illinois.edu. Today we're going to be talking about web analytics and digital collections, and how to use these tools to appraise your collections and assess their impact. And first, I'd like to talk about the collections we have at Carly that we use these analytics on. The Carly Content DM collections include digital images and accompanying metadata from 32 different institutions, totaling 167 collections in all.
We do these reports quarterly, and what happens is that Google Analytics is installed on the Carly Content DM server, and we get a download of that in that we put into a spreadsheet, and then we use Excel to do some initial edits to it, and then a program called OpenRefine to edit it a little bit more to see different patterns. So if you're not familiar with Google Analytics, it's a web-based tool that tracks visitors to your website and has a ton of different ways to look at data, a lot of different charts and graphs. But if you really want to dig down into the data and see some of the patterns that we'll be talking about later, it's helpful to get it out into some other program. So some of the things that we do with the data to analyze it, well, first of all, report, we see the raw numbers, how many people actually visited. But what we're looking to do is create reports on the highest ranked keywords and traffic sources. So we're trying to look at not just how people find the content and you know what searches they do and what links them there, but the idea is to spot patterns over time and encourage the different people who, member institutions, who have put content into Content DM to see what they can do. So some of the things we do to manipulate the numbers for the traffic sources report, we take away the search engine traffic, whereas obviously when we're looking at keywords, search engines are what people typed into a search engine is really the important thing. For traffic sources, we're looking at who sent traffic to it. And again, for traffic sources, we also delete some things that are generally internal promotion efforts, so anything that's by one of the member institutions, Facebook, Flickr, Twitter, that kind of thing. And we take a look at those, once we've taken out all those extra things, we look at which are the sources that drove traffic to multiple collections, which collections were most popular with a variety of sources. And then we put that report together with the top keywords used for searching and the top traffic sources, as I mentioned earlier, quarterly. And sometimes there's not a huge difference between each report, but we can take the data and try to look at new ways to look at it each time. So for instance, one thing that I tried recently, when there hadn't been a lot of changes, I took a look into Wikipedia. That's something we had not used much before, but I included Wikipedia after all, and I discovered that it was really doing some interesting things driving traffic. So it was more than we thought. So some examples of things we found in Wikipedia were things from the Century of Progress exhibition, very popular, African-American authors were getting a lot of traffic, a collection of windows, like stained glass windows were driving a lot of traffic. So people were actually using these as primary sources in Wikipedia to illustrate articles and add more context. So we are actually using these special digital collections to illustrate Wikipedia. So that was really exciting. Some of the other things that we find out in this are that this is kind of obvious, I think, that people are really interested in looking at pictures of old maps, old photos, old movie theaters was a very popular one. We've noticed that over the years. And if you have a picture of an intersection in Chicago from, you know, let's say 1925, people are going to be all over that. That's going to show up on blogs. And sometimes to the point where we notice things like last quarter, WBEZ, the local public radio station, did a feature on one of the digital collections at UIC, and it got a lot of traffic from that, and that was really cool. It was like getting that out to people who would never have heard about these otherwise. And then I think beyond those two things, there's the standbys for the internet, internet research, people who are interested in old radio railroads and people who are interested in doing genealogy are both very popular. And Adam works at the Newberry, so they put out a lot of great genealogy resources that are always really popular. Things like the Knox College has some old railroad artifact collections that are extremely popular. So those are the kinds of things that we find in the traffic sources report. And those are the types of patterns that we try to find. So Adam, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the keywords that people use?
Sure. So some of the keywords that pop up for us are the kind of things you'd expect, and they're pretty obvious. One is that for our collections, at least regional and local content is really important. And some of the most frequent keywords that are used to access our collections are things like Chicago, Illinois, and Peoria. And this is obviously one point where our content is unique, especially with some of our institutions that are not in Chicago. They're maybe one of the only institutions locally that's collecting material having to do with the location or their region. But, you know, I think there are other ways that our collections are unique. And one keyword that comes up a lot is Sanborn maps, and this comes up almost every quarter. And these fire insurance maps are pretty useful for a lot of different ways. There are many different ways that people can use these in research, and sometimes with things like the Pullman blueprint collection that we have at the Newberry, I think those are primarily used by a fairly specific audience for a fairly specific reason. But if you have things like these fire insurance maps that could be used in a lot of different ways, both to identify where buildings were at a certain time or, you know, what a street in a particular city or town looked like at a certain time, these are going to be more highly sought after. And so that's something to think about when you are adding content to your digital collections. There are also keywords that pop up for us pretty often that relate specifically to content in our collections. Things like searches for yearbooks from Carleigh universities. Now, obviously, one institution is probably going to be the only person that's looking to put all of their yearbooks up online. You're probably not going to find someone else who is just sitting around with 30 years of yearbooks from a university and scanning those and putting them online. But it's something that not everyone has done, and it seems to be, from our keyword statistics, a fairly popular thing that people are looking for. So if you think about things that are specific to your institution, your school, your organization that you could scan and put online, those are things that other people aren't going to be able to replicate, and hopefully things that will be pretty popular with users.
And what drives traffic?
Well, you know, there are things, like you mentioned, some of those things like the ever popular old pictures of Chicago. I think there are probably, at least 5 blogs out there that reproduce these old pictures. And they're really fun to look at. It's pretty easy to kind of fall down a rabbit hole looking at those. And so those sorts of things, old stuff, old movie theaters, like you said. But some things that drive traffic are really content-specific. And one thing we noticed was that the Swedish American Historical Society comes up pretty often as a traffic source for a single collection, which is North Park University's Swedish American Quarterly Newsletter Collection. And university alumni sites are popular sources of traffic to yearbook collections. So sometimes it's making sure that the obvious people that might be interested in something you're doing are made aware of and kind of connected to your site.
And then, you know, we do notice some anomalies from time to time, and those are interesting as well. So I know you've mentioned a couple different anomalies you've seen in the past. You want to talk about those a little more?
Sure. I think my favorite example is a point at which the phrase Forgottonia was popping up in our keyword statistics over the course of, I think it was 2 or 3 different quarters. And, you know, the first time I just kind of noticed it and thought, well, that's odd. And then when it popped up again, I realized that I kind of wanted to know what this was and why it was driving people to one of our collections. And after doing a little bit of digging, we found that the self-proclaimed governor of this region of Western Illinois had recently passed away. And a Carly Content DM collection had an image of this guy whose name was Neil Gamm that was attracting users who were probably made curious about this guy and the pseudo-state that he had declared himself the leader of when they were reading his obituary. And so there are times like that, that things that happen in the news, little blog or Tumblr posts that we wouldn't have otherwise seen, or things that we still can't explain. There was one of our keywords that was high ranking in the past, in a few quarters last year, I guess it was entirely in Cyrillic, and we never, even after trying to translate it, we never really tracked down what that was or quite where it was coming from.
Yeah, some of them, I know I ran across a Cyrillic one that was talking about images of Native Americans, but I think there were a couple different ones. So apparently people out there in Russia are using content from Illinois libraries, and we don't know why.
Oh, it's good to know. These are the things that Google Analytics is good for.
So we've talked a little bit about some things that, you know, traffic sources and keywords that we're not necessarily, we're looking at just what happens kind of organically. But I think a lot of this could also tell us something about what happens when you actually do a marketing plan. That's not exactly what this committee has been looking at in these reports, but that's something that we're interested in. Certainly we all work with digital collections of our own institutions, so we're interested in figuring out how to take what we learned from these reports and from what we learned from looking at our own collections and trying to actually make that actionable. So some of the things that we think are worth looking at for marketing, and jump in here if you have some, you know, want to add anything to this, but taking a look at, again, what Adam mentioned, are there people who are definitely want to use this material who don't know about it? Make sure they know about it. So look to see what's being used and make sure those people who should be using it are using it. And then we can also look at something that we haven't gotten into with these reports, but you can do with Google Analytics, is set up different campaigns. So if you are promoting a certain digital collection, maybe it's a new one, maybe it's an old one that you're trying to highlight, you can set up a campaign in Google Analytics and then see what was the most successful, which images were the most popular, and then those are the types of things that you can highlight on your site in the future. And then you can also find out things like what the user did after they got onto the first image. So let's say they thought, okay, I want to look at this governor of Forgottonia, but then I also am interested in this other thing about Western Illinois. So you can see that which types of users you're pulling in to look at the rest of your collection. And then you can find out a little bit about who we're reaching. And again, this isn't something that we've really looked at with these reports, but we can find out in Google Analytics which countries people are coming from.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the last few things you've talked about are things, like you said, that we don't do, but things that I think would be pretty interesting to maybe look into a little bit more. And I think, you know, this is kind of the important part of this whole process. You can get the statistics, but then it's what you do with them or how they influence what you do in the future that can really cause using Google Analytics to be worth the time and effort that it'll take for someone to set it up and kind of dig through the data. And things like figuring out who is it exactly that's looking at your stuff. Is it, if it's primarily people at your institutions, that's going to impact the way that you build collections and promote those collections, as opposed to if it's people from Russia and seemingly users from all over the world who are all getting to your collections from, say, a popular Tumblr site. And it's important to kind of look at how people are searching. How are people ending up at your stuff? Are they using terms that you expected? And are there any themes that you notice? And this can really help to have an impact on how you create your metadata. It can give you an idea on words to use that you're not, terms to use that you're not necessarily using, or ways to describe your content in a way that will be meaningful or discoverable to those people who are trying to get to it.
Yeah, you can add in, you can use the search terms people have used as kind of free tagging, user tagging. Even if you don't let users tag the content, you can see what are the searches they've done and make sure that what they're finding reflects that. So it's a useful thing. Of course, you want to have, you know, user-friendly metadata at the first place. And then we also can do things like, you know, again, I mentioned when we create these reports, we take out social media usage. But if you leave the social media usage in when you're trying to do this, let's say, you know, what kind of social media are people doing? Unfortunately, I feel like you can't get a whole lot from within Google Analytics about like which Facebook posted something. But you could use Facebook Analytics to, you know, if you have a campaign set up, you could have something on Facebook and see which image from your library's Facebook people were using to see, okay, everyone was coming from this Facebook post to get here, so this is worth our time, but maybe no one's using the links from Twitter, whatever. That could be a useful thing you could find out.
Yeah, definitely. And you can also use this as kind of a way to figure out how to use social media to promote your collections. You know, do you see a bigger spike when you are using Twitter or Facebook? Or if everybody's finding your old pictures of your town through a Tumblr site, what if you have your own Tumblr site? Set it up, see how it runs for a little while. You might find that it's giving you as much traffic as some of the other Tumblr sites, or you might find that no one seems to be finding it and you're better off spending your time, you know, having someone post images on Facebook or something like that.
Yeah, and I think it's gonna. And the other thing that we didn't talk about with all this traffic generation is, you know, most of the collections we're talking about are image collections, but there are collections. You know, many people have digital collections of things that are text or sound or something that's maybe not as easy to you know, reblog on Tumblr or share on Facebook. And that's an interesting challenge about how to do promotion with that. I know I will mention I have seen sites that have used some non you know, where content jam is mostly images, but people did have some non-image material in there, and people do find that too. That's, you know, that's where especially if there's full text, if you can have OCR available for non-images, or you can have subtitles or something for your videos, that's going to be really helpful for getting people to that material too. So when we create these digital collections that aren't just, you know, fun images to look at, how can you, you know, make sure that people are still finding that content too? Because that's really important for the future of scholarship. Sometimes, you know, a lot more important for scholarship if you can digitize an old book and have OCR available for people that wouldn't otherwise have access to the book. That could be a great thing. And that's, you know, in my day job, that's what I do a lot. So I know I'm very concerned about making sure people are finding the non-image things as well.
Yeah, I know that, and I can't remember which institution created this collection, but I know that a collection of oral histories just recently went up as one of the Carley collections. And I think that is something that could be, you know, I talked about the kind of region or location specific traffic sources and keywords that are bringing people to these collections. And I think that sort of thing, this oral history, could be really, really popular with people, but it does represent some different challenges. And I think, you know, it's kind of an easy thing to say, but the one size fits all approach definitely isn't really the way to go here. And so you can use these statistics to kind of figure out what worked for this collection, maybe what didn't for this collection, and it can let you not only kind of modify what you've already got, but plan for the future.
Yeah, and I think that's why we make these reports available. They're on, if you go to the Carly website, carly.illinois.edu, you can actually see the reports yourself and read them. And then you can see, okay, here's some trends that I've seen. You can see all the keywords that are available. And that might give you some ideas, but then you're going to have to then look at your own data. And, you know, this is a hosted content DM, so Google Analytics is kind of one Google Analytics for everybody. But if you have your own digital collections, you can use Google Analytics or something similar to get these same reports. And we're not going to go into the technical aspects of how do you actually install that, but basically any system, any content management system out there should allow you to install Google Analytics or something similar with it. So go ahead and experiment with that. So anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
Okay, well, we hope that everyone will have fun assessing their collections and appraising the impact.